Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Tankersley back on the show. Joe's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's a former a visionary writer, producer at the Disney Imagineering organization, that part of the Disney enterprise. He's a futurist extraordinaire, an author, and in fact the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows, which we're going to talk a little bit about right now. He's our good friend Joe Tankersley. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that we like talking about around here are things that are coming at us, and we love having you on the show, Joe, to help us with that. I'm trying to help the small business CEOs understand how to notice data points, facts and figures and behaviors and demographic shifts and waves, and not only see them for what they are, for what they present to you and what you can see and hear and touch and smell and taste, not just the reality that's in front of you, but when you put any handful of them together, what implications do they create for the future? And you're one of the experts in this field, in this way of thinking, and I'd like for you to share with us what you see when you think of, and of course the thing we'd like to point out, Joe, as you do all the time, some of those implications are good, and some of them, there are opportunities, and some of them are disruptions. So you've got some thoughts on that that I'd like for you to share with us.
Sure, absolutely, Jim. Well, you know, hard to believe. We were talking earlier about how fast time seems to be moving, but, you know, we're about to enter the decade of the 20s.
Yep.
Which in some ways seems to loom large, I think, ever since the beginning of this century. And what my advice to most people, particularly in the small business world, is if you think the ride has been bumpy for the last decade, the next decade is going to be even more disruptive.
And faster.
Go ahead.
And faster.
Faster. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And one of the great quotes came from Marshall McLuhan over 50 years ago. He talks about the fact that first we invent new technology, and then the technology reinvents us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's been going on. You know, all of this digital technology, this movement to the fourth industrial revolution, we've been building the tools. And we're now at the point where I really think we're going to see major changes in how we do business, what our culture looks like, what our society looks like. And so instead of making predictions for the next year, what I'm really interested in is trying to identify those industries that I think are going to be most radically transformed in the next decade.
Right. And the disruption and the interesting thing about what you the way you're approaching this that people have to realize is that this thing is like a knife going through butter. When it does, there's butter on both sides. You know, but in this case, one side is going to be opportunity, the other side is going to be disrupted and probably become obsolete. What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think for the smaller businesses, though, that when you tally it up, there are more opportunities than challenges if you're aware of what's going to be happening.
That's a big if.
Right. Because the nature of many of these disruptions from, you know, healthcare to education, you know, mass retail are about a shift from being large, driven by large organizations top down, to being driven from the fringes, driven by small, agile organizations. And that's, of course, where the small businesses perform best.
Right.
But it is about, first and foremost, creating a practice that lets you look beyond the horizon and right. think about what might be coming so you're better prepared for it. That's what most of your small business executives need to be doing.
No question. And some of the things you're going to talk about seemed like areas that might be larger than us, but every one of those comes down market and does business with us. That either they're our direct customers or our indirect customers. So whatever disrupts our customers up the line, if it essentially disrupt us as well. Hey, Joe, I need your website, please.
It is www.uniquevisions.net.
Uniquevisions.net, and the book is called Reimagining Our Tomorrows. Tell us where that's available.
It's available. The easiest place to get it, of course, is on Amazon.com. They have disrupted the world of book publishing. But you can get it there as an ebook or as a print book, because I think even though the world is changing, it's nice to have a book you can hold in your hand.
There you go. Joe Tankersley and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to talk about how the disruptions are going to affect a number of different industries and, therefore, you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.